As promised, we are joined right now, Bills Mafia. We are joined by a return specialist and a wide receiver with the Buffalo Bills. He is also an All-Pro. He is a two-time Pro Bowler. He had 108 all-purpose yards in Sunday's win. He leads the AFC in kickoff return yardage. He is fourth in punt return yardage. He was the 88th pick overall back in 2010 out of the Citadel. Buffalo's 10-3. They're in first in the AFC East. They're at Denver on Saturday. Andre Roberts is my guest. Andre, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you doing?
Good, good. Listen, I know that you're looking ahead already to Denver, but if you could, can you take me back to Sunday's win over Pittsburgh? The Steelers, Andre, jumped out to that early lead, and then right before halftime, you guys had a field goal followed by a pick six. How enormous was that swing at that point?
It was huge. You try to get a score before halftime, especially when you're coming back out of half with the ball. And, yeah, that was a big swing in our favor at that point in the game, and we definitely needed that.
Andre Roberts, my guest. Then you come out in the second half, and you personally had that 32-yard kickoff return. It set the table for a critical touchdown drive that gave the team a 16-7 lead. What did you see on that particular return, and what's it mean to you to know that you started off that drive the way you did and put the team in that position?
Yeah, you know, we talked at halftime. We knew we were getting the ball back, and we knew that our offense was kind of not having much success there early on. So we wanted, as a kickoff return team, we wanted to just get them started, and we did just that. We try to do that, you know, opening kickoff every game or starting the half, and anytime, actually, when we get a chance to return. We don't know how many we'll have in Denver. It would be Max. He's got a strong leg, but hopefully we get some opportunities this week as well.
You know, I'm going to follow you up and ask you about that in 1 minute. Andre Roberts is joining us. I wanted to ask you first, though, when you beat another elite team in the AFC the way you did, do you feel like that was a statement win, or is that just another win and on to the next one?
Yeah, it's just another win. We have bigger plans than just that game, so we try to get the 1-0 every week and try to leave, you know, the past in the past and work on the next week and try to get the 1-0 again. So that was a good win for us, but we're definitely on the Denver just trying to get one more win.
All right, so now you've been doing this for a minute now. You've had a lot of success doing this. You're leading the AFC in kickoff return yardage. You're fourth in returns for punts. You are a two-time Pro Bowler. You're getting a lot of run once again for another Pro Bowl. I know that you're definitely not the kind of person who's going to want to campaign for Twitter votes, but what would it mean to you to be honored once again?
Yeah, it's always an honor to make it to the Pro Bowl, to be recognized by the fans, the coaches, most definitely. And guys around the league, I mean, it doesn't matter what year it is. It doesn't matter if you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Pro Bowls. It's always nice to be recognized for the things that you do on the field, and especially when you're playing at a high level.
Now, when you and I spoke back in October, we talked about the mindset necessary to be a punt returner. What about the mindset on kickoff returns? I mean, this is a really dangerous play in a really dangerous
yes.
sport. Dude, I mean, some would try and take it out of the sport altogether. What does it entail, and how is it different from punt returns?
Yeah, so there's no fair catch, obviously, in kickoff return. You can take a knee, but some of these kickers are so good now they can hang it up in the field of play at the one-yard line and make you return it. But you definitely have to be fearless, got to be a strong runner. And most often than not, you got to have some speed to you. So I think I have all those things. But being fearless and understanding that that hole is going to close quick sometimes, and sometimes you hit it, and sometimes it closes before you get there. So sometimes you're going to have to take that shot. But it's part of the game and part of kickoff return.
Andre Roberts joining us. Look, I'm not looking for you to give away too many tricks of the trade, but when you go out onto the field with the intention, and I'm sure, well, okay, how about this? Do you go out with the intention of returning every kickoff? And if so, what would lead you to decide to not return one? Like, is there a clock in your head?
Yeah, definitely a clock in my head. I've done it enough times to kind of know the hang time on kicks and how far they're going to be when they come off the kicker's foot, but I definitely go out there with the intention to return it every single time.
Andre Roberts joining us. So the team right now is 10-3. But if we were to go back, when you guys started 4-0, then you had a rough stretch with that Tuesday night game against Tennessee and then the Monday night game against Kansas City. At that point, it might have been easy to kind of give in, maybe let go of the rope. But you've won 6 of 7 since. What's it say about this team that guys did not buckle after that rough spot? And I'm curious, what was said in the locker room during that time?
Yeah, I think it's the leadership in our organization, the leaders on our team. Guys just understand that in the NFL, it's hard to go undefeated. Everybody's going to have a loss. There's no undefeated teams now. But it's hard to go undefeated, and you're going to have a couple losses here and there. Obviously, you want more wins than losses, but there's going to be some down times and some up times that you just have to ride that roller coaster and try to stay as high as you can for as long as you can. But at some point in time, there's going to be some injuries. There's going to be some losses, and you kind of just have to go with the flow and keep going. And at the end of the season, see what happens.
Listen, I know that you're not going to look beyond, well, the next minute, much less the next game. But if I could somehow get you to look ahead, I'm not saying look past Denver. I'm not saying disrespect Denver. I would never do any of that. But if for some reason you get by Denver, like, what's the upside? How good can this team be?
Yeah, we really don't look that far. I definitely don't look that far ahead. Just trying to get the 1-0 this week and just trying to be our best team as the year progresses. So when we do move on past Denver, we can be a better team the following week.
Andre, the next guy that looks past the next game will be the first guy who's ever looked past any game, and I've done this for 30 years. Is this something that guys just say, or is that really that firmly ingrained? I mean, is that so much a part of who you are and what you need to be and do to be successful? Is that a real thing? Do people really never, ever look past the hour in front of them?
It's a real thing. You can never look past, first off, the team that you're playing, because at any given Sunday and Saturday in this situation, replay, a team can beat you. So it's not necessary to look past, especially when you have these good players in front of you that you're going against. And there's really no point of looking past the week at hand. And for the most part, I'll tell you, I mean, we have the end of the season, so there's only 3 games left, so I know who we play, the division games. But for the most part, I don't even know who we're playing the next week, especially in the middle of the season. And I think most guys have that mindset, just focus on the week and preparing on the guys that they're playing against.
I was going to say, that speaks to how locked in guys are. Now, the last time you and I spoke, we talked about your friendship with Larry Fitzgerald and the traveling that the two of you do. Fellow receiver John Brown is another former teammate of Fitz's, and he's talked about the impact that Fitz has had on him as a teammate and a leader. John Brown is another really well-respected guy. What have you learned from Fitz in that regard?
In the leadership regard?
Yes.
Well, he definitely taught me a lot about being a leader and just holding guys accountable and being there for guys when they need you. I think the biggest thing I've learned from him, and I try to tell my young guys, is, you know, come into every year like they're a rookie, and that'll keep you going. You know, when guys make a lot of money and they get their second contract and they get a little bit of success, they kind of get lackadaisical and start feeling themselves too much. But if you have that mindset of coming in as a rookie and trying to take somebody's job and trying to be your best every single day, at most times that doesn't happen.
In other words, a day one mentality, right?
Day one mentality. You got to come in ready to go just like it was day one.
All right, so really quickly before you go, you're a world traveler, but you're also a co-owner of a Zaxby's in Virginia. I'm curious about that. How did that idea first come to be? What made you want to get involved in that?
So long story short, being one of my quarterback in college, is my partner, and we were at home in South Carolina playing some video games. We went to go get something to eat, and Zaxby's was the spot, and there was no Zaxby's in my area when I was living in D.C. at the time, so we decided to get going to business together, and now we have one open, and we're trying to get some more done here in the near future.
All right, so let me ask you, did you just kind of like stroke the check and you're a silent partner, or are you right up in that thing, learning that business, taking part in that? How have you approached it?
I'm right up in it. I really like the restaurant business a lot. I've always kind of liked the restaurant business, but having my own restaurant definitely taught me a lot about the timing and buying land and all the intricacies of owning a restaurant with the employees and insurance and just a whole lot that goes on to it. So I'm definitely in it. As of right now, he does the majority of the work. Obviously, I'm playing football, but that's definitely a big part that I want to be into once I get done playing.
So let me finally ask you, what about the pandemic? I mean, this is a tough time to start a business, run a business. How has that impacted your business, and how have you gone about dealing with that?
Yeah, so we opened in September 2019 before the pandemic. So it did kind of hit us just like most restaurants. But fortunately, we have a drive-through. And while restaurants weren't open inside, people in our area knew who we were, know a little bit about Zaxby's. And we're still trying to get people to learn a little bit more about us. But we had a drive-through, and most people were getting food and coming to the drive-through and ordering out. So it didn't affect us or hurt us as bad as some of these other restaurants out there.
All right, then. He is a return specialist and a wide receiver. He is an all-pro. He is a two-time Pro Bowler, coming off a big game in that win last week. And next up, you got a Saturday game. You've got Buffalo at Denver. Andre Roberts back in the jungle. Andre, always appreciate having you on. Thanks so much. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Andre Roberts, always good to talk Bills football. I love the leadership in that locker room. I really do. I love the culture of the franchise, the leadership of the organization, the leadership in the locker room. How do you know, Rome? You're not in the locker room. Yeah, I know. But we talk to a lot of Bills on this program, and it's a lot of guys with a lot of character and a lot of toughness and a lot of grit, a lot of experience, and they pass it on to the younger guys. I like the way they handle themselves. There's a reason they're 10-3. In fact, there are lots of reasons they're 10-3.